Good afternoon. Welcome to this edition of Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB. We appreciate you spending part of your noon hour with us. Well, I'll tell you what, we've been talking a lot in recent months about what's going to happen with the medical community and all of the great things happening, the expansion and add-on at the South Campus for Unity Point Health Marshalltown. And, of course, one of the things that's been around since they first opened that campus is the Wound Healing Center that has just done a great job and has been recognized in so many different ways. Joining us now is the Clinical Program Director for that Wound Center, Tia Bacon. Tia, hi there. Thank you for spending some time with us today. And the Wound Center just keeps perking right along, doesn't it? Another award presented to it recently.
Yes. Hello, Ken. Thanks so much for having us today. We out here at the Wound Center are just doing great things. Our staff is phenomenal, and we are getting award after award.
So what is this latest award about? It's the National President's Circle Award for Clinical Excellence in Patient Satisfaction and Clinical Outcomes from Healogics, the nation's largest provider of advanced wound care service. Patient satisfaction has always been a bugaboo, it seems, here in the community, but not at the Wound Center, and it just seems to get more and more accolades. So what does that award mean for the Wound Center?
Yes, so this award that Healogics has given us is that we have had 12 consecutive months with a 97% healing rate, a 95% patient satisfaction, and 17 median days to heal. So what that means is that the patients that are coming into our clinic, we're healing 97% of them in 17 days or less.
Wow.
And so that has greatly improved our patient satisfaction also, because when our patients are coming in here to the clinic, we are treating them just as we would treat our family, and we are building that bond with them. We're not just treating their wound, but we're here to identify why they have the wound. Wounds don't just occur, so we need to identify what's going on to cause that wound to help them heal and get back to their daily living.
So let me ask you this. What makes up the term wound? And I think for most of us, when we think of a wound, you know, we think back to the old Westerns or whatever. You think about a gunshot wound or something like that. But there are many different types of wounds, aren't there?
Correct. There are. So an overall wound would just be an opening of the skin. However, there's tons of different types, such as diabetic wounds, venous wounds, arterial, surgical wounds, or of course you have the trauma wounds also.
And are there some type of wounds that are more difficult to try and heal, or does that just depend upon the individual patients and the needs and the health issues they're facing?
Correct. So I would say that the diabetic, venous, and arterial wounds are going to be your hardest wounds to heal, and that's just because there is for sure a major underlying problem with their health that you have to get in control in order to heal the wounds.
So what does the Wound Care Center do that makes it different from walking into a medical facility to get treated for a wound that does not have a department like this?
Yeah, so here at the Wound Center, we have so many advanced therapies that we can use in order to treat wounds. We have casting, we have skin grafting, and we have many different types of skin grafting here. I know when we talk about skin grafting, patients immediately think taking their own skin and putting it somewhere else, but there are several different types of skin grafting in today's world. And then we also have compression therapy, collagen dressings, we use wound vacs. And then one of our number one advanced therapies here that kind of sets us drastically apart from a lot of places here in Iowa is we have two hyperbaric oxygen therapy chambers. And what that is it's when you are 100% saturated in oxygen, and with pressurization, such as like scuba diving, it helps create new tissue and blood vessel growth, which would promote wound healing.
And I know that has been a feature ever since the wound center opened, when the new facility, when it was the new facility, still is a new facility, out on the South Campus. And that seems to have been the focus of a lot of the awards because of the skill the staff uses with that. It's more to it than just a, you know, and I don't know how many people remember the I call it the water massage units you used to see in shopping centers where you could, you know, lay down and, you know, with your clothes on and all that, and you'd be covered and it'd be water pressure type thing. And a lot of people look at that and they go, well, how can that help? Help a wound heal like that, but it's, you know, it has to do with the capabilities not only of the equipment, but the capabilities of the personnel running it.
Correct. Yeah, and all of our staff here are wound care certified in the sense that we send them to Florida to a Healogics training center, and they all take a different kind of course depending on if they're doing strictly wound care or if they're doing hyperbaric therapy. And so we all have special training that allows us to work at this advanced wound care level.
Do you ever have folks come in? And I remember going to the open house when the South Campus was first opened. And if I remember correctly, of that title wise, I know Dr. Milt Van Gundy was in charge of that initially. And I know I talked to him about it. And do you still have some issues with patients coming in and going, well, yeah, the therapy is one thing, but I can get a little claustrophobic in something like that.
Correct. We do. The great thing about it, though, is we can always trial a patient by putting them in there without it even running to see how they tolerate it. And the whole entire capsule is clear. So it's just like glass. You can see through it. There's TV to watch. So it's really, we can make it as the least claustrophobic as possible. And there is the option of, if this is something that's going to greatly benefit a patient, that we can pre-medicate if we need to in order to help them.
Now, I noticed in the news release about receiving this award from Healogics that the clinic has received Healogics Center of Excellence Award for the past 5 years. Is that how long the wound center has been there, or was it just right after that? Because, you know, that's an amazing stretch for excellence.
Yeah, correct. So the wound center has been here about 6 years with Healogics. So,
okay.
Five out of those 6 years we have gotten awards, which is outstanding, and I think that just shows our consistency also with healing wounds and, you know, providing great services for our community.
So where is there another, just out of curiosity, another wound center close to the Marshalltown area, or are you able to attract patients from surrounding areas instead of just, you know, like Marshalltown?
So, yeah, our goal is to attract patients from all of the surrounding communities. The closest wound healing centers would be at a minimum of 45 minutes away. Mm-hmm. So we really strive to contact and reach all of the community and the surrounding communities.
So how do you, is it just the determination and the passion from the staff? How do you keep up that track of excellence out there? Because, you know, it's easier to get to that point of excellence than to maintain it, and the wound healing center has been maintaining that level of excellence.
Yeah, and I would say from my point as the director, transparency, being very transparent with your staff, including them in all of the decisions that take place within the clinic, letting them know what the metrics are in order to get these awards. And then you can't teach a nurse or a coworker You can't teach them empathy, compassion, how to be just a great team player, but you can teach them wound care. So it's definitely about getting the right people, and I strongly feel that we have the best team.
And I would guess that those points that you just mentioned help explain the fact that you have 95% patient satisfaction. And in a world where you can't make everybody happy, 95% is pretty darn good.
Yes, correct. With that, and with that, some of our population that we sometimes struggle with also is just the fact that some people believe in never giving 100%. Like, on the surveys or any type of satisfaction, they just strongly believe that there's always room for improvement. Mm-hmm. So that just goes to show that, you know, our team is doing great things.
You know, and you mentioned the fact that, you know, it takes 17 median days to heal a wound. And that's, you know, you look at everybody in different situations and different types of wounds. Any idea these days how long it would take to treat a wound in order to get the healing you get in 17 days, how long it may take elsewhere that doesn't have this kind of a facility?
That is an open-ended question, strictly because we have patients that come to us that, I've been trying to treat this wound for 6 months. I've been trying to treat this wound for a year. I saw, you know, this doctor 4 months ago for this wound, and it's still open. So it's very much about using the advanced therapies in order to identify why the wound is occurring.
You know, after 5 or 6 years of that wound healing center being in operation out there, I'm guessing you probably still get some folks who are going, oh, I didn't know this was here.
Yes, that I would say is one of our biggest hurdles, is just our community knowing that we are here, and especially for our hyperbaric oxygen chambers. I mean, people don't know what these are. They don't know that we have such an advanced therapy option within our Marshalltown community. And so these hyperbaric therapy, it treats diabetic wounds, radiation injury. So if you've had radiation to your bladder, your prostate, other areas, and, you know, you have bleeding of your bladder, your prostate, or a wound on the skin from radiation. These are things that people don't think of, as they don't have to live with that for the rest of their life.
Wow, and that's great information to know. And with the consolidation coming up and construction well underway on consolidating the Main Street and the South Campus location out into the South Campus, are you anticipating being even busier when it's an all one-stop area out there?
We are hoping so. And just from the simple fact of making the patients in the community more aware that we are here, because we are currently and will be right inside one of the main entrance doors. And so hopefully that will just allow patients to be recognized that we're here.
Let me ask you, we're just about out of time. One more quick question for you, Tia. When you have a patient that's healed, and is it more exciting at the point, for you as a director, I know it's exciting to have them healed, but what do you like to see them walking out knowing that's the end of their treatment, or when you get the customer satisfaction response?
Honestly, them walking out, that is the best. So we have a healing bell located at our door, and it's just a big dinner bell. Mm-hmm. And when a patient is healed, they ring that on their way out the door. That alerts all of my staff that we've healed a patient. That alerts everybody within the hospital out here that we've healed a patient. And then you'll see just numerous people clapping for them and celebrating that they are healed.
Well, congratulations on yet another milestone, another award and achievement for the Wound Healing Center at Unity Point Health Marshalltown. Continued success and keep after it. It's great to have that in the community. And thank you to you and all your staff for all the great work you do.
Yes, thank you so much, Ken, for having us.
That's Tia Bacon, Marshalltown's Clinical Program Director for the Wound Healing Center. Our guest today on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.